In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
That was Art Rooney back in January when he did his media tour, clapping back, sounding off on fans who were disgruntled with the team's lack of playoff wins. And he got very defensive, saying, let's not act like we're the Browns or one of these sad sack teams. We have had success around here.
We're not the dregs.
Well, we now have, I think, through his favorite media mouthpiece, Jerry Dulac, another glimpse into how Art is feeling regarding the fan fire Tomlin chants and the growing sense of discontent with the Steelers' performance this year. He was asked by a guy named Tortured Fan in his in his chat today. Hey, Jerry, is there any evidence other than last year when Art 2 said his mailbox is full that Art 2 has any idea just how angry the fan base is with his team? More to the point, does he have any idea growing number of fans hold him accountable for boring, consistently inconsistent, and at times apathetic product he is selling? High chance, high odds this question, because it's related to Artie, never sees the light of day in the Post-Gazette chat. Art is a protected and endangered species for the press.
This is from a guy named Tortured Fan.
Tortured Fan asked that.
I actually love the approach here of calling out the PG or calling out that stuff in the question, because I think
when it increases the odds of him.
Yeah, Jerry's going to be like, I'll show you.
And he did.
And then he kind of gives a very revealing answer, I think.
He admits right off the bat, I talk to Art quite frequently, actually. And I'm sure he is well aware of the things you mention. And this is the good part. This is the juicy part. Though the part about apathy might not immediately register concerning a Steelers team that is one of only three that has been in first place since week one. Just like the soundbite we played, Dulac talks to Art. No doubt, you know, the topic is broached of what's gone on in terms of the fire Tomlin chants and Renegade being booed. And so I know I'm reading between the lines a little bit here, but it would not shock me if Art said something to Jerry like, our spoiled bleeping fans, do they not, he wouldn't curse. He'd say, these fans, do they not realize that we have been in first place the entire season, which is a continuation of that clip we just played. They think they're doing fine. They think that they're succeeding. They probably think that they should even be graded on a curve somewhat, because they've been winning while in the desert or wilderness or whatever scary location you want to place them in, which is life in the NFL without a franchise quarterback. And to be in first place, 1-0 after they beat the Jets, and always tied or alone in first place all season, is in their book a good year. And they don't think when you're in first place all year that you should have to deal with some of the fan wrath that they have encountered this season. That's how I translate this Q&A. I mean, Jerry's basically saying, I talk to Art frequently, and let me tell you how he would answer the question. Get off our back. We're in first place. Does Art have a point?
No.
No. Okay, I was waiting for you to say that.
I was, well, because I was briefly checking on apparently a very contentious presser with Jim Harbaugh, which was funny because it was the kind of thing that would never happen with the Steelers, not because the media doesn't ask these questions, but because Mike Tomlin would just basically like not answer. I think Jerry's essential being the emissary for Art's opinions and giving you the peek behind the curtain at this is what the most powerful guy with the organization thinks. It's just very disheartening because I think Art misses the mark. I think Art does not either realize, or maybe it would be more troubling if he didn't realize it at all, if he chooses not to acknowledge that most fans' problem or main problem with the team is that part about it, how boring it is. Like the football that they're playing is not all that exciting a lot of the times. And just how stale the product on the field, how very consistent and not in a good way it has been for so many years. It's such a myopic thing, Pony, to be the owner and say, you sound like Mr. Burns. We're in first place, Smithers. Why are they angry? Like, people know that this team, if they get in, even in a year where the Chiefs might miss and the AFC looks wide open, is still very close to drawing dead like they are most years when they get in. And there's been a Mahomes and Allen, even a Jackson now we've seen beat them in the playoffs. If the owner really just, it's as binary to him as, hey, we're in first place, why would people not be okay with that? Then it just tells me that he doesn't get it. It creates this clear, there's a clear divide between the guy with all the power to make all the decisions and the changes and reality. Like, it would tell me that he's, despite all we hear, one of our guests coming up in a half hour, Mike Florio, always insists Art is way more involved with football processes and decision-making than he lets on.
Yeah.
That he's got his fingers very much in the pie, that he's very hands-on. It would suggest then that a very hands-on owner is just twiddling his thumbs and whistling because the team is in first place. Art, they're 7-6. They're 3-5 in their last 8 games, man. Like, they beat their hated arch rivals. It's still not trending that good over the last 2 months. Most people who like cover the team nationally in a way that doesn't put them on ESPN, i.e. like not the Mike Greenbergs, like the national podcasters and just the people who actually are watching the games every week keenly, because that's what they do. Do you want to know what they say about the Steelers? They basically treat them like a team not worth mentioning because it's so stale, because it looks so retrograde, because it's so uninspiring to watch week in, even when they win. They specialize in the feel bad win a lot of the times because it leaves you like going, why couldn't this have been easier? Why couldn't this have been better? If Art really is just focused on, hey, we're in first place, what more do people want?
Hold on. It's deeper than that. It's not just in first place. It's in first place since week one.
Yes.
Implying that they've been a good team all year.
Yeah, that just is so, what would that be? Is that missing the forest for the trees then? Is that just, I don't know. Probably isn't the right saying for this. It just tells me that the owner does not have a very long-term view of this. That he almost owns the team and evaluates the team truly. Because I don't do this. I don't think you do either. On like a week-to-week basis. You know what I mean? Hey, they won this week. They're good. They lost this week? Okay. But have they won more than they lost? Cool. It's disheartening because I would wish that he was a little more plugged in and a little more keen about, like, at least publicly or at least through Jerry, about what he's seeing.
But if he does like allude to some level of frustration, then he's going to make it seem like, you know, he's going to make it look like he's not doing his job, because a lot of fans are smart enough, and we've heard from them for years, who blame Art more than they do Mike. So if he tells Jerry, you know, in some back room way, like quiet way, like, yeah, this, we are not meeting expectations. This has been a frustrating year. Mm-hmm. Then he knows that's a reflection on him.
So you think this is a little bit of ass covering here too?
Yeah.
That's even, but like.
Because he wants to look good. Well, he wants to make himself feel better.
The team, but he hasn't also taken any of the kind of actions that would suggest, Pony, that in public he's going to say, or through Jerry, get out the word that, hey, this is how I feel, and then in private act a different way, right? Because like, if theoretically, if he doesn't want to look bad and have egg on his face, couldn't he have Jerry kind of answer this question the exact way he did, which is like what we think Art feels about this team, but then make some real moves in the offseason?
Yeah, but it always comes back to they prioritize coach – and Mike. And now with everything else that's gone on and everything else that's changed, if you're not, if you have another bad year or you keep stacking bad years, then that means at some point you have to fire Mike, and he doesn't want to do that. So he has to lie to himself and say, well, these are actually good years, because then there's no impetus or there's no point in like questioning the job the coach is doing. So what I'm saying is you really have to move the goalposts to define what good is. And if you can talk yourself into or convince yourself that, yeah, you know, as long as we're in first place for this many weeks or this many months,
it's
that's
good.
A good year, then you're not going to want to move on from coach or make like seismic wholesale changes.
It's funny, Brian in the YouTube comments, do you know why Art doesn't care? Because he's busy looking at spreadsheets of overseas and online merch sales. Doesn't need his fans here anymore. The Steelers are a global brand. Would he say, I'm a little curious. You mentioned and you made it a point to stress that he pointed out that it was wire to wire so far. Although briefly, I guess technically the Ravens would have won the division if the season ended after 12 games. So he's not even right about that. Donnie.
But they were in first place the whole time.
And that were tied for it record-wise, right. Yes. Would he say that the Texans have had a worse season than the Steelers because they started so poorly? He would have said, oh, you know, I could understand. 0-3 is pretty bad. Is that how he's judging this, really?
Or would he look at the Seahawks, who are in second place, even though they have a better record, and say they're not a first-place team like the Steelers? They're not winning their division.
I could say that same thing about Houston, too, with the record. Or the Chargers. No, the Chargers beat the Steelers, though. Apparently, that would make them. The Bills, I guess they're having a worse season, even though they came in here and put the beat down on the Steelers that precipitated all this stuff.
Like, there is a small... Like, when I say small, I'm going to emphasize small. Mm-hmm. There is a very small part of me that does sort of get where he's coming from. You're not a bad team. If the playoffs started today, you'd host a playoff game. That's not the end of the world. That's not sky is falling. That's not sign of the football apocalypse. It's none of those things. But it's also like...
You're also not like a Super Bowl contender.
Yeah, they're one game better than 500. If this were a baseball team, we'd be talking about like an 84-win team. That's not a great team.
I would love to be able to frame a question properly to get Jerry to answer it, knowing that he would answer, like if the question was about Art, and knowing Jerry would probably ask him if he felt it was newsworthy and getting an answer.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Art, do you think your team is a Super Bowl contender, your first place team? Because if the answer back to that was, well, right now, if the season ended today, we'd be in the playoffs. And so, yes, I feel that makes us a Super Bowl contender. That would sort of drive the stake through or drive the final nail in and make me think, okay, he truly doesn't know or doesn't care or does, or option C, just doesn't want to knows, but doesn't want to acknowledge what he's actually looking at. There are going to be 14 teams in the playoffs this year. Okay.
Yeah.
I would say probably six of them can win the Super Bowl realistically without like some acts of God happening. One of them, maybe two, might be in the AFC. And then there's like eight teams that are probably functionally here cannon fodder. if the Steelers do get in, they're cannon fodder. How could you possibly watch? Also, here's another question for you, open-ended. Do you think Art watches the rest of the league? You sit and you watch condensed games. I try to watch as many condensed games as I can. I throw Red Zone on. I'll try to get as much football as I can on a given Sunday. And even after that, because I want to see what other teams look like.
Yeah.
Do you think that he is doing that?
I hope so. He owns a team.
I know.
He should watch Monday Night Football and Thursday Night Football every week.
But hold on.
Yes, I
want to
believe he does.
You understand why I ask, because I think it would beggar belief that a man who I do think is smart, I don't think you can, even though he was born into this family, I don't think Art's a dumb guy at all.
He owns a piece of the product. He should want to watch his business on TV.
I just can't imagine that a smart guy would be invested enough to watch other teams, good teams, play and say to himself, yeah, we're in like the basic same conversation and stratosphere as those teams.
Oh, Donnie has a correction here. Go ahead, Don.
So I don't know if Amanda Godsey, I don't know if either of you guys follow her on Twitter. I don't know if she's listening to this conversation right now, but she did point out something that I think is good for the conversation and the puffing the chest out as to being in first place the entire year. That is factually incorrect, and it doesn't have to do with the Ravens. The Bengals started the season 2-0. The Steelers began 1-1.
That's right.
Very nice. Thank you, Amanda, for that.
That's right. People forget the Bengals were 2-0 because in that second game, Burrow got hurt.
And even people forget that, bro.
It felt like a loss. That's when Browning came in and beat the Jags.
Yep. Yeah, you're right.
Donnie, what do you make of Art pretty much saying to Jerry, Steelers fans shouldn't complain about being a first-place team? Do you agree with that?
I mean, it just goes in line with how the family has felt, how his brother Jim came, you know, or he went on, what was it, Ross Tucker last year or something, and talked about the whole being above the mean thing. It's just so on brand. And I get if you want to point to this individual season and say that, yeah, I can see his point. I can see where he's coming from. But the problem isn't that. It's the fact that we can see where this season is very likely going. And even though they may win the division for the first time in 5 years, it is very likely to end in the same fashion.
It's also, you guys, just two quick things here. On that front, it's also he misses the beauty contest element of this, like where people say the CFP sometimes is a beauty contest. That's why teams try to blow other teams out. Like if you're staggering into it, you might not make it. It's also a beauty contest when you're evaluating like division contenders right now. Like that's what you're doing as an NFL fan. Who actually looks good enough to win this thing? Here's the other thing, though. Don't you guys think that it's a little it leaves a bad taste in my mouth. The whole Rooney lore and what'll get put out there by national media, by everybody, is they're different than other ownerships, ship groups. It's not like a faceless conglomerate. It's not some random billionaire who parachuted into a particular town that they have no connection to and bought the team. You know what I mean? Like there's this familial aspect to it that you hear some players talk about. It's different. It might not always be awesome, but it's different. They actually seem to care here. I thought that was supposed to extend to the relationship with the city and with fans. And it's there's a little bit of almost finger wagging. How could you be this ungracious and have this level of ingratitude as a fan base that I find really pretty distasteful given what the image they try to cultivate.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.